from Peoria Public Radio. This is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Jess Hemmes and Rebecca Dentino. Jess is directing and Rebecca is performing in The Great Work Begins Theater Troupe's production of Seascape with Sharks and Dancer. Jess and Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Now, this is not a commonly known production. I'm interested, Jess, in knowing how you got interested in performing this specific script.
This specific script, we have done this show before with a different director, and he actually was the one that found it and brought it to us. So gotta give a little shout out to Cody Cornwell for finding the play and bringing it to our attention. And through the research that we did for that show, we discovered after the fact, we kind of still were in that world, we discovered that there's this whole outside world that the playwright Don Nigro created called the Pendragon Cycle that has over 30 plays and dozens of characters that are all the same intertwined story. So that's kind of what got us intrigued. There's a lot of potential there for related shows and delving deeper into that little universe.
And Seascape focuses on two characters, correct?
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the characters in the show and how they relate to each other?
The male character portrayed by Andrew John Rodenbaugh, he's a very quiet, kind of withdrawn person who lives on the East Coast in Provincetown, Rhode Island. So he finds me in the ocean, and I'm the female character. And we have a very interesting relationship trying to figure out kind of how we match with each other. Very different personalities that somehow find a way to mesh together. So it's kind of exploring their relationship and how they learn how to cohabitate, how they learn to relate to each other and kind of make the best out of their each individual situations.
Now, Rebecca, I saw last year's production, and one of the things that I noted is that your character in particular can be very abrasive as written. And I'm just wondering what you do in your approach to the character, what you're thinking about, what you're trying to do to keep the audience invested in that character and in her story.
And I definitely think that this production in particular has changed slightly from last year's in that way, just finding different nuances within my character that make her more appealing, make her more sympathetic to the audience. So that's been another exploration and something that I've loved doing and kind of exploring her in just different facets and figuring out her backstory. And now I know a lot more about her than I did last time. So using her past experiences to kind of justify some of her actions and some of her emotions and portraying them just slightly different. She's still that flesh and blood human person that we discovered last year. But I think having that background has helped considerably with just how the audience relates to her in particular.
I think it's changed Andrew's character, too.
Yes.
Like, discovering more about his character, they're both more flawed and more human and more relatable, I think, just from working and having more of that background about their families and their pasts.
And how much of that is the new context that you have for these characters based on finding these additional plays? And how much of that is just the process of being able to pick up a script that you've mm-hmm. worked with and then dig more deeply into it and spend more time with it?
I think personally it's about 75% new information mm-hmm. and 25% mm-hmm. delving into the characters and working on something that we've already got a background with.
And as soon as we closed the show last year, Andrew and I looked at each other and we said, we love this script, we love this play, we love these characters. There's more. We feel like there's more that we can do with these people. And so we came back in the spring and had a venue and we had the opportunity. And Andrew and I are both very different people than we were at the time that we mounted this last production. And so we were able to have our own perspective that we come from as actors, and then adding the information that Jess has come across and some research that we've done with Don Nigro's world. I think the combination of both of those things is completely changed how we perceive these characters in particular.
Now, Jess, as the director, would you describe this as a love story? Or how would you describe the relationship set up in this play?
It's the story of two nemesis meeting each other. And maybe it is a little bit of a love story, but it's also like this duality between these two people that will last for the rest of their lives. It's how they meet and how they're backgrounds intertwine, and there's a lot of things in the history in the other plays that basically there's this idea that they're sort of fated to be together based on the kind of conspiracy theories and mythology and all of that that's going on in the Pendragon Cycle world. So they're kind of the culmination of this world that he's created, and they're his two pillar characters that he can use to tell his story, basically.
And Rebecca, I'm curious, as an actor or an actress, oftentimes you will have previous productions that you will have seen that can kind of influence your performance. But in this case, you had not seen a production of this before. What was it like getting a script that was just fresh to your eyes?
It was wonderful. Some other scripts and things that I've come across, I'm familiar with them and have seen other characters portrayed. But in this particular case, I was given blank words on a page, and it was just great to be able to kind of mold my own version of what my character was and what my character could be in her relationship without any outside influences whatsoever. So it was like being given just a piece of marble that I could kind of chisel away at on my own with the help of Jess and our previous performance and with Andrew, and particularly with the script itself, and being able to delve into the script and translate and interpret the way that I know that an actor truly can without any other outside influences.
One other difference between this production and last year's is that you're staging it in a different venue. Last year, I think you performed it at An Ear in the Envelope, and now you're at the Waterhouse. Has moving the production to a different venue changed any aspect of the production, how the actors relate to each other physically, how you relate to the audience? Does it just put a different feel on the experience?
The spaces are pretty different. The last time it was like a corner stage and the audience was on two sides. This time it's more of a proscenium, like the classic theater style, but it's in like an event venue where there's like cocktail tables and stuff like that. The stage is a little smaller this time. We have a different backstage space. So it's like based on the same idea, but it's definitely a different space, I think. And some of their blocking had to be altered and things. There's some physical conflict in the show that we had to kind of work around on a really small space. But we also have the opportunity to have actual theatrical lighting this time. So we got to do some really cool stuff with that. So
it sounds like this is a fairly intense play for both the actors and the audience alike. Jess, I'm curious, how do those rehearsals go when you're just working with two actors as opposed to a whole cast?
I think for us especially, it was a little easier to get off track because we'd get to talking about, you know, the Pendragon Cycle and like the world that the play is set in, and also like 70s Cape Cod, which is where this takes place and everything. Also, it's a lot more intensive because, I mean, they only have each other to rely on, really. I can help them in the process, but the show is about them. That relationship is really important to build and to work on, and I think that is something that went really, really well with this particular production and Rebecca and Andrew.
We've been talking with both of you. We've obviously talked about Andrew, who's performing the other role. Who else is working on this production?
Liz Scoville is our production manager, and she's also our lighting designer. She's done a fantastic job. And then Hannah Shelby and Madison Bodecker are also helping out. And it's always such a collaborative process. It just wouldn't be possible without everyone being involved and really invested in what's going on. So.
And for someone who's not familiar with The Great Work Begins as a company, can you tell us a little bit about who you are, the kinds of work that you do. What's again, for those of us who don't know, The Great Work Begins, give us the 5-cent version.
We are an independent theater troupe in Peoria. We do a lot of classical works such as Shakespeare and Greek plays, a lot of things that we don't have to pay rights for, that we adapt into American history or into more relevant to our audience sort of settings and scenarios. And then we've also branched out into doing some more maybe risky shows than some of the other things that are done in Peoria. Maybe like there's some themes in Seascape that are a little more intense than what you would maybe see in a musical or something, which is totally, totally okay. But we've found there is an audience for this, and there is a desire within the community to see theater that's a little bit different and in different venues, too. So we really take advantage of that and enjoy branching out and having partnerships with businesses and organizations in the Peoria community.
And Rebecca, I'm curious, since you've performed this once before here in Peoria, What type of reaction are you hoping to see as an actress from the audience this time around?
I think that I'm looking forward to seeing some fresh eyes who haven't seen the production before. We've made some new friends this year, so seeing them and seeing me and Andrew on stage relating to each other with this script, it's going to be an emotional journey for this audience, starting out with two characters that they have no idea what their names are, where they're from, how they're like, what they act like. And then ending on a very emotional high note and just going through the depths and the valleys of being in a relationship with a person that you may not have seen before or met before, and then suddenly you're almost codependent. And then hopefully the audience kind of sees bits of themselves within these two characters, but then also realizing that these two characters are flawed human beings, just like everybody in the audience is, and just some very life-changing experiences that happen within the script, and just the reactions to them, and maybe asking the audience, how would you react if you were in this situation? Just kind of a moment of self-reflection at the end of the play, just going through everything that's happened within the script.
We've been talking with Rebecca Dentino and Jess Hemis about Seascape with Sharks and Dancer. It's being presented by the Great Work Begins Theater Troupe, with performances tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 in the Broadway Lounge at the Waterhouse in downtown Peoria. Break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This weekend, you can view the fine artwork of local artists at the 52nd Annual Rennick Juried Art Show. The show continues through Saturday, May 28th, at the lower level gallery of the Peoria Public Library's downtown branch. Gallery hours are Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And the Morton Civic Chorus, directed by Denise Adams, presents its spring concert next week, Encore 2016. Performances will be Tuesday night through Sunday afternoon at the Hartman Center on the Bradley campus in Peoria.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you with the arts by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit us at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.